www.learnfrenchathome.com.
Expat radio programs are sponsored. If you'd like to sponsor this or any other program, contact sales at expatsradio.com.
The gardening programme on expatsradio.com.
Welcome back to expatsradio.com, and we're heading over to Sussex again. We're going to be talking to Erica about moon gardening. Hello, Erica.
Hi, Peter.
It's lovely to chat to you again. We're going to do something about green manure. Now, I know nothing about this, so you're going to have to help me out here.
All right, then. Well, I think, yeah, not so many people know about green manure, so even don't know what it is. It's actually a plant product, so you would sow it, and then hopefully when it all grows, you start digging it back into the soil. And it has, depending what you want to achieve, you would choose various kinds of green manures. For example, there's alfalfa, and there's clover, there's phacelia, there's lots of different ones, and they do different things. So you can buy a mix of all of them. And the good thing about this that you can do it almost, well, from spring to autumn, and whenever you have got some space available in your garden or on your allotment, you could use that and grow some green manures and then have it covered.
So do you need a lot of land to do this then?
No, I mean, I think all those things you can do on any scale, really. The thing is, bare soil is never any good for anything, so nature always would cover bare soil. And if you are a gardener, or if you grow vegetables or just plants in your flower bed, you always try to cover it with something, and that's the idea of the green manures. And some of them look really, really pretty at the same time.
Right. So you talk about clover. I mean, that's obviously, is that a fast growing? I would have thought that was very slow growing.
No. You can buy different clovers, and there's, you know, some of them flower purple, some of them flower white. But they are fairly quickly growing, and they release nitrogen into the soil, which is a good thing.
Mm, absolutely. If we're going to start doing that now, I mean, we're looking at August, I guess some parts of our land are going to be, the harvesting will have been done and the land will be clear, so we can then put some down.
Yes.
What would you recommend for this time then?
Well, it's at the moment, you still can, as I just mentioned, do some clover. You still can sow some phacelia, which is a very nice green manure. It looks very pretty, and it's a very good bee plant. So you're just about in time to do that. Then you would dig it in before it flowers, or you leave a few flowers for the bees. That's how I do it. And you could also do something which is staying on the soil for the winter. You would use, it's called grazing rye, and it's particularly good for heavy clay soils because it improves the structure of the soil, and it brings up some nutrients which are normally locked up in heavy clay soils. So there's a wide range of green manures available. And so that you can use it in the garden because lots of them look really nice, and you would do something for the insects, you would do something for the bees, and you have lots of various things covered if you use them.
Now, I'm going to come to an awkward subject here. I'm going to mention seaweed, because I hear a lot of people actually also in the autumn chop up seaweed very finely, and then they put that on their garden.
Yes, I use seaweed as well, because I'm not living too far away from the sea. So you either go to the beach yourself and harvest some seaweed, or you can you can buy seaweed sort of nicely ground up as a powder. What I do, I use seaweed. Sometimes I just put it straight on the ground, or I leave it in the heat for the rain to wash the salt out a little bit. And then you can use the seaweed to go around plants, because the slugs don't like it. So you protect your plants from the slugs. Or I make fertilizer out of it by putting it in a big bucket, add some water, and then it breaks down a little bit like nettles would do, and you use it in the same way. You dilute it before you use it as fertilizer.
Mm. Now, nettles come up again. So...
And it comes free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is rather interesting, because you get down the beach there and I've seen people picking up seaweed and often wondered what they were going to do with it, whether they were looking for fine weather and sticking it outside their houses as a weather vane or what. You know, so, yeah, a very interesting process. So effectively, all of these things, if you're going to dig in your green manure, then you're going to chop it up first, are you, or you just dig it in as it is?
It depends how tall your green manure is. And obviously, clover is not very high growing, so you just hoe it in. And because also you want the roots of the clover does the main bit, adding nitrogen into the soil, where some of the other lupins are getting quite high. So you would chop, you know, if you have a hoe, you just chop it up a little bit. You can either leave it on top of the ground as mulch, or you just can dig it in. I mean, either works, really.
So basically, we're covering our surface to make sure that the...
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
As I said before, you add things, depending what sort of green manure you're choosing. They have slightly sort of different... they do slightly different things.
Right. Now, I'm assuming that if our listener gets into trouble with this, they can make contact with you, can they?
Sure, yes. They can look it up on... I will add something on my website about green manures, thinking of it, because I don't think I have mentioned it so far. So I will do that probably, maybe tomorrow, hopefully. And the website is Luna Organics, www.lunaorganics.
Okay, and that's a .com, I think.
That's right, sorry, it's .com, yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant. And good listeners, you know, if you need to make contact and ask some more questions, or in fact, if you'd like to suggest topics that you feel we should be covering, then please do use the contact page, which is on the website at expatsradio.com. Look, Erica, that's interesting stuff. Something I'd never heard of before. I've learned a bit today. That's great.
You always learn something.
Absolutely. I'm certainly learning a lot here. That's great stuff. Thanks very much indeed, Erica.
It's right. You're welcome.
The Gardening Programme on expatsradio.com.
Hello, this is Carol Drinkwater on expatsradio.com. My latest book, Return to the Olive Farm, has just been published. Available in all good bookshops. I hope you enjoy it.
The last thing that crosses your mind in the excitement of starting a new life in France is serious illness. Unfortunately, it's a fact of life that this can happen. But Cancer Support France is on hand. They are able to help you with the healthcare system, language, and paperwork. Support is by English speakers for English speakers. If you have recently been diagnosed with cancer, contact us at www.cancersupportfrance.info. Telephone 05 45 89 30 05 or email cancersupportfrance@orange.fr, bringing you peace of mind.
Your Expat Online Radio.
Internet Radio, EPR.